Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and Hebrews, the 10th chapter. We have been talking about the spirit of faith. And we've been going into, with the spirit of faith, we've been going into Hebrews 11, looking at all the examples of living faith, and we've been getting excited. Because we have the same spirit of faith that they had. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. We're troubled on every side. Everybody say, yet.
Yes.
Yet, not distressed. We are perplexed,
but
not in despair. Persecuted,
but
not forsaken. Cast down,
but
not destroyed. Attacked, but coming out. Amen. Got a pile of bills.
But
money's on the way. Got a bunch of stuff to deal with. But he always causes me to triumph.
Amen.
That is the spirit of faith. Now keep reading in verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Same spirit of faith that was in Moses when he stretched out his rod over the Red Sea is in us. Same spirit of faith that was in Daniel in the lion's den. Three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. That same spirit of faith is in us. Same spirit of faith that was in David when he ran towards Goliath with a sling and a staff.
Amen.
I mean, it takes some gumption, doesn't it? It takes some faith. A youth, a teenager, to run against a man that weighs what? 400 pounds? 500 pounds? Giant of a man who's been a killer from his youth? And as a teenager, to look him in the eye and say, yeah, you come to me with your size and your weight and that spear and that sword and that shield, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And we're going to take your head off today. That's big talk for a teenager.
Praise God.
What made him talk? He didn't say, well, we'll go out here and give it a shot and just whatever the Lord wants. Just up to the Lord. I'm going to go out here and just see what God does. It's just up to him. Well, the story wouldn't be in here. It would have been over real quick. Is that right?
Amen.
Faith is positive. Faith, listen to this now, faith knows the will of God. You cannot have faith to be healed if you're still questioning whether it's God's will to heal you or not. Impossible. And it's your faith that makes you whole. You cannot have faith to prosper and come out of debt if you're not sure whether God wants you to have anything or not. You got to find out the will of God first from this book and then also from the Holy Ghost inside you, communing with Him in prayer. Ascertain, find the will of God. Now you got something to stand on. How many of you couldn't be born again if you're still wondering whether it's God's will for you to be saved or not? At some point, you became convinced. He loved you. He died for you. He paid the price for your sins. He wants you to be saved. And you acted on that. You didn't come and say, well, Lord, if you want to save me, okay. If it's not your will, then don't. I mean, if somebody was down here in the altar this evening praying, Lord, save me if it's your will. Well, then why have people taken that approach to other areas in life? Somebody said, well, isn't that the way Jesus prayed? Not my will, but thine be done. He wasn't having a healing meeting in the garden.
Right.
He wasn't praying for anybody's healing. Wasn't praying about anybody's finances. Did you hear me? Wasn't praying about anybody's victory or deliverance. He was praying about him committing to do the will of God for his life, to go through and pay the price. And all of us need to pray that way from time to time. Lord, if you want me to stay, I'll stay. If you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do. Not my will, yours be done. But if you read the Word, you understand it is His will for you to be born again. And it is His will for you to be healed. And it is His will for your needs to be met. Then you don't pray mousy or iffy about it. You do like David. He didn't stand out there and say, well, we don't know whatever the Lord's will is, but I'm just going to go out here. And so, no, he stood up and he said, I'm going to take your head off, boy, today. Then he waxed even bolder. He said, not just you, your whole bunch. Amen. We're whooping the whole bunch of you today. And he ran towards him. Why? Because he had faith. Faith in his God. That spirit of faith that was in David is in you.
Hallelujah.
And in me, same spirit of faith that was in Peter, in Paul, in Jesus himself, that spirit of faith is in us today. What conquerors we ought to be. What victorious Christians we ought to be. What overcomers. Amen? We ought to be. Well, go to Hebrews 10 and let's continue. Learning what faith looks like, what it sounds like, what it acts like, how it responds, so we recognize the same spirit in ourselves. Hebrews 10 and 35. How many believing with me tonight? I hope you are. I got a lot of notes up here. But we just want what's right for right now. And your faith affects this. You know, sometimes people don't realize it when they leave church and go, well, man, that wasn't very good. Preacher didn't do too good tonight. Well, how'd you do? How'd you do believing for utterance? How'd you do believing for the anointing? You see, this is not just one person's deal here. And this is not entertainment. I'm supposed to come here to hear from God, as are you.
Yes.
You and I together put our faith together. And whether it was me speaking or somebody else or whoever it was or whatever God, however God wants to do it, we're believing to see Him, to hear from Him, to receive from Him. Amen?
Amen.
And that's not a one person or just a leader deal. In Hebrews 10, verse 35, cast not away your confidence. Anybody got any confidence in here tonight? That's what I wanted to hear you stand up and shout a little bit. I wanted to hear, see if you had some confidence about coming out of poverty. Huh? Well, you know, I'm just from out in the sticks in Arkansas, and we just don't have much. Well, hey, I was from the boonies in Mississippi. I mean, we were 15 miles from the nearest little bitty town. It didn't make any difference where you're from. Yeah, but I'm this, and I didn't have that. Well, you can make excuses the rest of your life, or you can get in faith and have confidence. Amen? That God can use me to do some things. God can bring me to that place as well. Confidence. Everybody say confidence. He said, don't throw it away. Don't let your confidence get away, because it has great recompense of reward, and you have need of patience, perseverance, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the substance of what? Or expected. And it is the evidence of what?
Things not seen.
Things not seen. So if it's faith, if you're in faith about it, two things. If you're in faith, it's not yet. And it's not seen. You could also say felt. Seen covers, he's talking about all the senses. It's not perceived by the senses. That's when we talked about this earlier. People say, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Does that agree with that verse?
No.
Mm-mm. No. When you see it, it's too late to believe it.
That's right.
Right? Well, I'll believe it when I see it. No, when you see it, you see it. You can only believe it before you see it. Faith is involved when you don't see, when you don't feel, when it hasn't happened yet. You're still expecting to see it and feel it. You don't see it and feel it. Not yet, not seen.
That's right. Amen.
Anybody can say, well, yeah, I see it after it's there. Well, yeah. Okay. But you know, seeing is not believing. And seeing doesn't produce faith. Sometimes you hear people say, well, if I could see a miracle, I'd believe. I don't think so. I've seen too many instances otherwise. Faith is not based on seeing. Faith and seeing have nothing to do with each other. You're in faith when you don't see. No, my dad was sickly as a child, and he and my grandmother were in one of Brother William Branham's meetings. Anybody know about his ministry?
Yes, sir.
Much used of God years ago. He's gone home to be with the Lord since then. But he said, just as a boy, or young man, he was standing beside a woman that had a huge garter on the side of her neck in a healing line in Brother Branham's meeting. And he saw, right in front of his eyes, he saw the power of God come on this woman standing next to him, and he saw that thing go down like you stuck a pin in a balloon. Just went down until the side of her neck was just flat. Just like it wasn't even there. He said he saw it right before his eyes. And he was healed that night too, and my grandmother was healed. She had a problem with her hand. She was healed that night too. And he said on his way out, there were some men standing out outside the door there, and he heard them talking. And they said, oh, he just had that framed up. He just had that fixed up. That was just a setup. That was just, you know, they just made it look like that. Well, they saw it, but did they believe it? No, you don't have to believe. You can see it right in front of your eyes, and you don't have to believe it. You can walk out and go, well, I don't know what that was, but that was something else. That was, you know, you can believe anything you want to. You don't have to believe in the reality of God's power. Seeing does not cause you to have faith. How does faith come? Comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The Lord told you something. You haven't seen it. You haven't felt it. It hasn't happened in this physical realm yet. But just because he told you, you said, okay. If you say I'm healed, I'm healed. If you said you meet all my needs, then you meet all my needs. Amen? That's faith. Before it happens in this realm and before you see it and sense it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.